Law firm.
Growth.
New reality.
You are listening to
How to Grow Your Law Firm
from Home
Without Losing Your Mind.
Brought to you by
How to Manage
a Small Law Firm.
Growing law firms is our business.
Welcome to How to Grow Your Law Firm from Home Without Losing Your Mind. My name is Julie McKenzie, and today we have Brett Tremblay from the Tremblay Law Firm as our guest. Brett, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me. Let's not lose our minds.
That's right. Let's do this the right way. So before we get into this, we know right now with the pandemic raging and everything, everyone's being forced to work from home. There's a lot of disruptions. But we at How to Manage a Small Law Firm, we really see this as a huge advantage. And you in particular have an extra huge advantage because you are actually able to move your firm into a remote working environment without very quickly because you and your attorneys were already working remotely before this all happened, correct?
Correct. That I was working remotely and some of our attorneys were working remotely. I would say, though, if you're out there listening to this and you're thinking, well, I wasn't working remotely, so obviously I don't have that advantage. I don't think it was that big of an advantage that any different than just the fact that we got organized and we mobilized quickly. So if you haven't been remotely at all, don't be discouraged.
Perfect. That's great advice. So tell us a little bit about your firm.
So we have a business law firm in Miami, Florida called the Tremblay Law Firm. We protect the economy one business at a time. And we've grown from just me, myself, and I when we started the firm to 11 attorneys, including me.
And when did you start the firm?
2011.
Okay. And how successful would you say your firm was about 3 or 4 years ago or even 9 years ago?
Well, 9 years ago, not very.
Not, yeah.
You know, school of hard knocks for the first few years, thinking I knew everything, and then eventually figuring out that I didn't, and then seeking knowledge and wisdom and books and mentors and programs and everything else. 3 to 4 years ago, we still were at about 3 attorneys or so. So, you know, most of our growth has happened in the last 3 to 4 years.
Okay. And where is your firm today as far as revenues?
We are... in terms of revenue. So we are going to probably surpass the $4 million mark this year.
Excellent.
But I do want to say that when I first, like 9 years ago, because I heard people talk about having a $1 million law firm, and I thought to myself, because at the time I had like a $200,000 law firm, and I thought to myself, wow, if I had a $500,000 law firm, I would be so filthy rich. I would be flying around in helicopters. And I just don't always like discussing those numbers because people think that that means that there's so much money flowing in that we're Scrooge McDuck and we're swimming through it. But as you learn more and you gain that entrepreneurial maturity, then you figure out, yeah, but you pay for people to make your life easier and better. And so a lot of the money's going out. And yes, you're going to make a very good living and you're going to make more money, certainly, and then you get to work on your margins. But if you're doing it the right way, you're spending a lot of it to continue to do a better job for your clients and for your staff. And so by no means do I consider, you know, myself this, you know, a $4 million, it's just the revenue. And revenue is not necessarily, it's an indicator, but not the ultimate one.
Excellent. Good mindset. So now in the interest of full disclosure, for everyone listening to this, we should mention that I am one of the 30 outside fractional management advisors with a company called How to Manage a Small Law Firm. How to Manage a Small Law Firm is the leading, largest, biggest, and best provider of outside managing partner, chief operating officer, and chief financial officer services exclusively for the solo and small law firm market. And in the interest of full disclosure, Brett, we should probably let everyone know that How to Manage a Small Law Firm functions as the CEO and CFO of your law firm. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So up until a few weeks ago, you ran a somewhat virtual law firm, meaning you and some of your attorneys worked remotely, but your staff worked in a traditional office setting full time. Now you and your entire team are all working remotely from home. Talk to me about the transitioning to the full virtual office. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but talk to me about what did you have to do and how quickly did you get up and running?
We made the decision on Friday the 13th, I believe, in March to go virtual. Mm-hmm. And we did it in over over a series of 2 days. So starting Monday, half of the team was virtual and our litigation team came back to the office just to have in-person meetings and really parse through who was, you know, responsible for what. And we had a new attorney start that next Monday, by the way, so that was part of it. And then by the next Tuesday, we were 100% virtual. It happened really quickly, and we treat things just like we would in the office. So everyone shows up to work at 9. We all log in, and we have our morning meetings, which we call a huddle. But now instead of in-person, we do them over Zoom. That's a quick alignment meeting in the morning where we take 30 seconds to say what we worked on the day before, like a big win, do a core value shout out, and then say what we need help with or where we're stuck. And then everyone from there, you know, gets to work and reports back up and follows their whatever's been delegated to them, their scorecards, their checklist. And it's I mean, you deal a lot with when you're in the office at just calling someone on the phone and saying, hey, did you work on this? Did you do this? They say, yeah, let me email that to you. So they email it to you, or they, and then you're doing, you know, GChat or however you're communicating. A lot of times you don't even get up and go down the hall to the office, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's really the same thing, except for the in-person communication that you occasionally get in the office. You get a lot more casual water cooler conversations in the office, but the work conversations, they happen from you within your office anyway. So it's really not that much different.
So what platforms are you using for communication? Are you using Zoom? Are you using?
Yeah, so we're using Zoom, and we're doing all of our consultations via either Zoom or our telephones, because we were ahead of the curve and we decided to go remote early, trying to, you know, guess what was going to happen. We had all of our employees take their computer home and their phones. And because our phones are on a VoIP system, when you plug them in into your Ethernet cable at home, they work just like they do from the office. It's beyond my knowledge of how that stuff works. I'm technically competent. I'm not technically, I would say,
savvy.
Okay. So I don't know how to explain how that works, but our home setups are working just like they would from the office. Plus, you know, the distraction of a dog or a cat or a kid.
Here and you there. Probably learned a little bit about your coworkers' families.
Oh, yeah.
Pets. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Both good and bad.
So have you had any challenges that you've had to overcome? Like, has there been things that you've kind of had to pivot on very quickly?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, yes, pivot, everything could be considered a pivot, but the challenges are lack of, you know, just like feeling like, well, I haven't seen somebody in 3 weeks. And it's a little bit different because some people that I don't work directly with, because we have almost 25 employees at this point, but at least I would see them and say hi. I mean, there's some people I've barely spoken to except for our morning meetings. But thankfully, we also have weekly department meetings over Zoom. Okay. And on Fridays, we do a 30-minute full team meeting where we may all like stand up and stretch together after huddles or do some sort of team building activity. We've always done that on Fridays, and we've continued to do it just like we would. Okay. And plus we have, in terms of technology, we have a firm WhatsApp group where we send, I mean, not really during work hours, of course, but afterwards and on weekends, we send each other memes and funny stuff. And I think you could say that maybe it pushes the line a little bit in terms of what a traditional law firm owner would say, like, I can't socialize with my employees. And we kind of throw all that out the window. We definitely keep it, you know, PG-13, maybe, maybe sometimes there's some R-rated stuff, but I mean, I would take the laughter and the camaraderie on a WhatsApp channel, and people are, you know, making fun of each other, but in a, you know, a brotherly,
a fun way. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take that over. Nope. I can't do anything that would push the envelope, but I got to be strict and I got to be this CEO that doesn't interact with anyone any day, because I feel like our team is just as strong together as we were before. I honestly feel that way. And of course I would say the happy hours via, you know, Zoom, but everyone, you know, everyone's heard those already.
Yeah. So did you guys use WhatsApp before?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you doing the same type of things before, or have you made it a little bit more lighthearted since going virtual?
It's been on, yeah, we do it a lot more now, and it's a little more lighthearted. It's kind of on hyperdrive. And we're a business law firm, so we're so busy right now with all the business owners being affected by, you know, the shutdowns and the loan programs and the stimulus packages and what do we do with our employees, that we are as busy as we've ever been. And so we use that to quickly communicate across the team for, hey, everyone go push this out on social media because we have a webinar coming up for people to know about it.
Great. Okay. So tell me a little bit about your family.
Married for 8 years. I have three young kids, a 7-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old son, and a 2-year-old son. And I thankfully have an office where I can work from during the day. So I do have distractions. You know, I get the door opens and, kids will ask me a question that's important to them, you know, as a dad or as a business person. Not that important to me at the time, but I do my best to keep my patience because, you know, to them it is a big deal. My wife has been a stay-at-home mom for a long time, so she's now working twice as hard.
Right.
And I have probably doubled the amount of help that I try to do around the house because the first week I was still going to the grocery store and doing things, but for the past 3 weeks we've essentially locked ourselves in our house except for golf cart rides and
fun.
Bike rides and runs.
Right. So I'm assuming that your kids might be doing some online school.
Yes. The 7-year-old is in second grade and she's had about 2.5 hours per day. My 4-year-old's in pre-K. And so he only has about 1 hour per day.
Okay. And do you keep routines? Are you able to keep some routines?
We were ambitious on day one and we had a full daily routine. And then we had spring break and it all fell apart.
Have you been able to get back to a routine?
Somewhat, but I don't want to pretend like we have all our ducks,
in a row. Ducks in a row.
You know, it's like any parent, you do the best you can.
But right. All right. So let me ask you some practical things, especially during these times of pandemic. There's hundreds of thousands of lawyers all over the country who have their own office and they don't really know how to work from home and they're freaking out. And you can see it in some of the out-of-office responses we're getting. It's kind of funny, the things that people are saying in these out-of-office responses. They're basically just quitting. So let's walk through the 7 parts of the business to make sure we can cover how you're handling each part as a full virtual law firm now. So tell me a little bit about your marketing plan and your strategies that you had up until now before you were completely virtual. And what changes have you made on how you market your firm, if any?
Okay, well, we've doubled our efforts. We've put up a blog on our website, or a guide just for information relating to the coronavirus, and we put updates there. And then we have on social media, we promote sign up for that email that we send out, and then we post on social media everywhere. So we're paying for boosted ads on Facebook and on LinkedIn, and all of our lawyers are posting. We've really picked up our video marketing as well. That was already a plan we had, and we hired a full-time video editor who is not US-based, but who is in another country. So we take advantage of that economy of scale, but she started 3 weeks ago full-time, so we're already posting a bunch of content. We're doing a lot of interviews where we're reaching out to attorneys and other professionals saying, hey, you want to be on a video with us? I haven't had one person say no. Everybody wants to do it, to be on a video, and it makes them feel good. So then we just kind of clean that up real quick, and we push it out on YouTube and Instagram TV and other social media outlets. And the rest of our team is a lot more involved in marketing than they were. So everyone kind of has volunteered to write blogs about different things. And then we centralize that by everything sent to me and my assistant, and then we push that out to the website. Our website company is very agile, so when we need something posted, they get it posted for us the same day. I think we've been very lucky to have a smaller company because a lot of the big companies can't and won't do that for you, so that's one advantage. And the other is just having, you know, a team who's super willing to put things out there. And let's be honest, if you got 40 hours of work that week and somebody says, hey, you want to take a few hours and write about something that's fun and write a blog, most of your team members are going to enthusiastically volunteer for that.
Right.
So a lot of opportunities from your own team.
Exactly. So then the marketing pulls into sales, right? Before the pandemic, did you meet with your potential new clients in person only? Like, did you have other ways that you met with your potential new clients?
We have offered phone consultations for a long time.
Okay.
We preferred to get them in person because our closing rate was a little bit better in person. And especially the first time you meet someone, we really like that, you know, human interaction and touch and walk them through the office and really roll out the red carpet for them. Now, obviously, we can't do that. So it's right. All via Zoom and phone, and most of them through the phone. And it hasn't been long enough that I've looked at the numbers, but I don't think our percentage of consultations leading to new clients has dipped very much, if at all.
Good. So do you have someone that handles your sales?
Yes.
Fully?
Yes. Go ahead.
And have you had to change your sales process then? Or is it just moving it from in-person to Zoom or over the phone you already did?
We have not had to change the sales process at all. So when someone calls our law firm, they get a receptionist. The receptionist then takes just a little bit of info to make sure that it's a potential lead for us. Because again, if someone has been in a bad car accident, that's not the type of law we do. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't move.
So you
that
qualify the leads as you normally would do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So then they go to our new client coordinator. He then runs through a series of questions. He engages the potential new client, and his job is to set the consultation. That's his job, set the consultation and get the person to pay the consultation fee. Mm-hmm. And then he gives all the intake materials to we have an attorney salesperson. So our manager does all the consultations, especially for our business clients and our litigation clients. And we do have another two other attorneys that can fill in, and myself if I need to, but it's the same process. Other than it used to be, the attorney would stand up, he'd be given materials, a quick rundown, walk into the consultation. This time it's, hey, remember your phone consultations in 5 minutes. When they call me or I call them, I'll patch them through to your phone, please be ready. And so instead of standing up and walking to our conference room, you just answer the phone from your home.
And are you sending that information via email, or do you have another way to send the intake information for the potential new client information?
Yes. So we do it via email if that's what the attorney doing the consultation prefers, but we also use our CRM to house the information as well. So we wouldn't even need to send it via email.
Right. Okay. How do you handle when a client, or let's get into your clients. So your current clients, how does working virtually work for them? How did you kind of transition them into a different way to work with you?
I would guess that they like it more because they don't have to, well, I mean, they didn't anyway. A lot of our clients, after they would sign up with us and then work with us, didn't come into the office. They would just call, they would email, hey, I need this, can you guys do this? So I don't think it's that big of a change. But now, because they don't even have the option to come in, there's no question of, well, do you want to come in and meet with the attorneys? We just set up the phone call. We're just scheduling the phone call.
So are you doing any Zoom meetings with current clients, or are you keeping it on the phone?
We're doing a lot of Zoom meetings with current clients. It's nice to be able to have them look at you and vice versa and see that, hey, we're operational. But just a quick note, our attorneys don't answer the phones. I know a lot of firms, even at big firms, they call directly attorney's line and we have that interruption. We don't do that. Our staff schedules a phone call so that our attorneys aren't interrupted and are prepared for the phone call. So it makes it more conducive to be effective and efficient for both parties.
Excellent. You just made me super happy with that answer. Listening to your management advisors. How do you handle your billing, and how do you handle when a client pays you? Is that process changed at all?
We've got a full-time controller and, he has an assistant in the billing department.
Okay.
I wish I could say 100% of our clients all have money in trust, but
right.
The reality is they don't. So about 40% of our clients prepaid or trust account. So then when we run invoices, we send them the invoice and then we take the money directly out of trust. For the other 60%, and getting better, by the way, but it is what it is. We have to send emails and we send a payment link and they pay us through LawPay. And
perfect.
So that's how we've been doing it forever. That part especially has not changed. And we do have some clients that still mail checks, just a barely any, but a few.
Right.
And so we have one person go by, which is an 11-story office building, but it's basically empty. So he'll go by and deposit the checks occasionally.
Gotcha. Okay. So how are you handling managing your cases? Like, is that part of a meeting that you have every week? Or talk to me about managing that pipeline.
Both the litigation department and the business law department have their own separate meetings once a week where the chairperson has an agenda and we run through every case and what the deadlines are, what needs to be done. And we have a very clear chain of command on who's in charge of each case and then what associate works for which senior level attorney. And e-filing is electronic anyway, so that's all been done the same. I mean, that part has also been seamless. It's mm-hmm. funny because I keep hearing myself say, not much change, to answering your questions, Julie. And it's like, you know, if you think about it, really, not a lot has changed. I mean, you're in, I believe, you're in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm. I am.
So, I grew up in the Southwest as well. How to manage his headquarters are in Miami. So, you know, you're remote and
yep.
Here we are.
Yep. It, not much has changed for me either in all of this because I was used to working from home. Yeah. But it does prove that you had good processes in place that you were able to just move into a virtual firm, which is excellent. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
So you said you have about 25 people on your staff in all different departments of the firm. How do you manage that staff? Do you have other staff that's helping you manage, I'm assuming? But talk to me about like your management of your staff.
Okay, so we have a leadership team that's myself, three partners. Mm-hmm. And our office manager, we call managing partner outwardly, but inwardly he's more of a like a law firm administrator.
Okay.
So I'm in charge of more of the vision and marketing of the firm. He's in charge of the people. So he meets with the department chairperson once per week, one from the litigation department, me from the marketing department, and the other from the business law department. In each department has their own weekly meetings with scorecards so that we all make sure we know every week the balance in every account. We know the hours being billed by litigation attorneys. We know the case files being touched by the business law department. We know all of the marketing efforts because it's all aggregated into scorecards that we review. And the system we have had in place for 3 years now, and it's really a lifesaver.
So you were able to move that from in-person meetings to Zoom meetings and keep up the process.
Yeah.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about your mindset. I know you worked from home a little bit before, but how are you managing your mindset now that you aren't having that in-person, you know, conversations every day? It's more on Zoom. Are you finding that that's a challenge for you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We have been so busy. I'm going to sound lazy. I don't think you can grow a law firm this way and be lazy, but I haven't worked this hard in years. And what I mean by that is we've grown the firm to a point where when you're a really small firm, it's harder. It's harder to run a really small firm because everything relies on you. And if you want to take a vacation, your firm just comes to a halt.
Right.
You leave and nothing happens. And so we now have enough resources that if one of us leaves for an extended period of time, things just keep trucking along. And so, yeah, I've been working from home a few days per week for a while now. And you can fall into the trap when you work from home of maybe getting up a little bit later and not jumping on your day. So it's very important you follow the same routine. If you can, you know, get dressed, put on your clothes, and definitely have you and your team start with something every day, a check-in, so that you know, you say, all right, guys, it's time to attack the day. But, because of what's happening right now and trying to find ways to help our clients and add value, we're all working harder than we have in a really long time. So I really haven't had a chance to just sit down and reflect on mindset and say, I wonder if other people are panicking or am I not panicking or what's happening? It's just nose to the grindstone. And I'm not a fan of just being on the hamster wheel. And I'm a huge fan of working on the business and thinking. It's called Think and Grow Rich, not Work and Grow Rich for a reason.
Right.
But right now it's really just hustle, hustle.
And I think one thing you said was you're focusing on how to help people right now. At least that's what I got out of that. And when you can take that focus off of how this is affecting you and how you could be of service to people, I think that does help your mindset.
Yeah. I mean, my mindset is how do I look all of my team members in the eye and tell them, don't worry, we're going to be fine. And then actually back that up with actions. And so far, there's not one of our team members who I can say has not stepped up to the plate. I'm going to do everything possible to help my team. I consider my team first, and then clients a close second. And so the rest of our team is, the directions are just kick butt right now for our clients. Whatever they need, let's be, you know, more patient than we normally would. And let's answer the phones when we're tired and let's work later and let's just help people as much as we can, because we're in a position where, you know, we should be fine, but some of our clients had travel companies and they went out of business overnight. Right. And you got people that are, you know, working at restaurants that are losing jobs. What are they going to do? So let's just do whatever we can to continue to help people.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I was going to ask you about your staff's mindset, but it sounds like you are really working towards helping them focus on other people as well and kind of building, you took your culture from an in-office place onto a virtual team. Was that a fair statement? Like you were able to move your culture virtual?
100%.
Okay. Earlier you talked a little bit about the meetings you're having with your team and you did mention some team building that you're doing. Talk to me a little bit about what different team building strategies have you found you've done remotely? Have some worked better than others?
So,
besides the WhatsApp.
We're going on 4 weeks, so I guess that, you know, I don't have a whole manual full of team building exercise, but we are scheduling we do a quarterly team building activity, and so we're scheduling our second quarter team building activity. We've narrowed in on a few things. We take a retreat with the leadership team every quarter, so that's scheduled, and everyone agreed and volunteered to do it on a weekend because we're so busy during the week. So that was really nice. On Fridays, as I mentioned, when the whole team meets, we just kind of do fun stuff. We've done rock, paper, scissors contests, you know.
What is that?
Whoever you're sitting next to, you do rock, paper, scissors, and then the winner plays the other winner. And it seems like it's something that would take forever. But even with 20 people, then you get down to 10 and then 5 and, you know, whatever, eventually you get a winner, and the winner gets a $25 gift certificate to lunch somewhere. Just
excellent.
Just fun things that people, if they stop and say, like, I've never done that at another business, and I'm getting paid to be here and enjoy those kind of things. So that's just a small example of something that we've done in the past. Last Friday, we just kind of did like a stretch and exercise thing on Zoom. It was kind of funny, but we like
that. Sounds amazing. No, those are great ideas. And I appreciate you sharing those with me. So do you have any, are you recruiting right now at all? I'm just curious if you have any openings in your firm.
We hired an attorney on the Monday that we went virtual.
Yeah.
But our hiring plan was to, for this year, was to fill that position. And then we filled about 2 weeks before that, a legal secretary position about a month before that. 2 weeks ago, we hired the video coordinator. So we just happened to fill our first quarter of hiring of three people. And then the next session when we were going to hire was not till the start of the third quarter. In the sales part of the firm and talking about the second part of the business as we were earlier. So right now we're not actively recruiting for a specific position, but I'll tell you, we are always sourcing, as I say, always be sourcing. If somebody talented comes our way and we meet them, or even when I'm out and about, I will bring up the conversation with them.
Excellent. So you're always thinking and looking towards good people and adding to your team.
Always. Yep. Nice. I look at what makes one team better than the next. It's players. You know, do you want the team with Michael Jordan, or do you want the team, with all due respect, with I don't know, Muggsy Bogues, right?
Exactly.
Better than all of us in basketball, but nevertheless, the better team with the better coach and the better system, they're going to win. And so
right. That's
the way I look at constantly recruiting through, not to overdo the sports analogies, but through the draft, through free agency, and just setting up a firm that people want to work for. So then instead of having to go look for people, they start coming.
They're looking for you. Yeah. And I think we're going to have there's going to be candidates open out there, right? That big law firms are laying off good people. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for people that are keeping their eye open for those team players.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you, and maybe you're too new into this really being full virtual, but have you found that there's different metrics that you need to track as a virtual law firm than when you were working in an office?
Well, if you're concerned with people being busy from 9 to 5, then you're going to continue to track that, but you might be a little bit paranoid. And you know, maybe you want to use something like Time Slips or Time Doctor, or one of these, you know, pieces of software that monitors people. Now there is a place for that, because one thing that we've noticed that we think is going to happen is employers are going to start getting sued for overtime and not be able to verify that their employees didn't work overtime. And overtime claims, our attorneys are audiences. So, you know, for once I can actually just say a few things legal without, you know, worrying about the audience. But if the burden is on the employer to prove that somebody claiming they work overtime didn't work overtime. And so we see those coming down the pike. So there is something to be said for that. But we focus on productivity, not on just being busy. So we have the same metrics and scorecards. You know, did the attorneys get their work done based on the hours they billed? Did the paralegals the same thing? Did the office manager has things she has to do? The marketing people have their numbers that they have to hit? And it really hasn't changed that much.
Excellent. That's really good advice. I think that's something that I personally hadn't thought about that, but I do think that could be definitely a problem. So, and now let's focus on you. We've talked a little bit about you, and you've talked a little bit about, you know, your routine, but how are you taking care of yourself right now, being fully virtual and at home?
So for the first 2 weeks, candidly, I ate anything and everything within my sight. It was kind of like a camping trip with the family, right? You're like, all right,
exactly.
This thing, we got to be home. And it was kind of an exhilaration, excitement mixed with energy and uncertainty. So we went and we bought all the food we needed for 2 weeks in the grocery store. And once that wore off and I really started to feel bad, I'm like, ugh, I don't feel good doing this. I was able to get back to my diet and eating more healthy. And I've had more time, even the first 2 weeks, I've had more time to exercise because I'm not commuting. And so suddenly you find a little bit more time on your plate, believe it or not. Only in the mornings, even though we've been working later.
So, right.
You know,
so you're taking the clothes off the treadmill and actually getting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I go for runs around the neighborhood.
Oh, good.
That's still allowed, hopefully. So.
Yeah. It's a little cool in Colorado for us to be up and outside in the mornings, but yeah.
I know. I mentioned the golf cart rides earlier. Anybody not living in Florida or maybe Arizona right now is probably thinking, what an a-hole, you know?
Right. Well, yeah. I think it's great you have a golf cart. All right. Do you find it challenging to leave your work behind every night? Do you have a system for saying, closing a door, say, or talk to me about that?
I have found it difficult, I think, because just by the nature of the type of law, you know, business law and businesses are so affected right now. I'm constantly thinking, I could have mentioned this. I could have written a blog on this. And now I'm taking notes on my phone of all the things that I want to do, even when I'm lying in bed. So I'm not going to have a great tip for leaving it behind.
Yeah. And that might be a little bit of just what's happening right now. But yeah, and that might not even be different if you were in a real office either.
Oh yeah. That's the same. That's some people are so productive and good in the morning that they sleep well. Other people like me, even when I have a good day, when it starts to get to the end of the day, I start to get the separation anxiety and say, I could have done more. Let me do these last 10 things before I head home for dinner. And so that's just me by nature anyway, I think. And so when I was working remotely though, from home, now that I'm thinking about it, before this whole pandemic, I didn't find it too hard to turn it off.
Okay, good. All right. So do you have any advice for law firm owners who are either shut down their firm because they didn't know how to work remotely, or someone who is struggling to work remotely and manage their team?
Yeah, you got to get some help. And what I mean by that is the analysis paralysis is the uncertainty of what's going to happen, and then sit around and just consume the news and look at the death rates and freak out. And then your team will feel that. So I have a friend that works at a personal injury firm with maybe 5 or 6 attorneys. And the partners at that firm gathered everyone in and said, the first thing they said was, you know, don't worry, everything's gonna be fine. And then everything else they said after that, and he told me this on the phone, everything else they said after that communicated, it's not gonna be fine. Everyone's gonna you know, lose their job or take massive pay cuts or, you know, doomsday and we're sorry to have to do this. I mean, maybe not in those words, but that's exactly what everyone was hearing. And that, you know, that's just obviously poor leadership and not preparing for you know, just reacting and saying, I need to make sure that I stay on top of these things.
Exactly. So do you think you'll continue having a fully virtual firm after this pandemic is over, or are you going to return to having somewhat hybrid virtual? Have you thought about that?
I have thought about it, but we have not made decisions. And so going back to the advice from a second ago, I guess I should have finished by saying my advice is stop panicking, clear your mind, make decisions. One thing that the founder of How to Manage a small law firm has said before is, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? And then just go from there. And if it's not that bad, you know, even if it is doomsday, well then so sitting around and shutting the firm down or doing nothing or not adjusting or panicking, that's clearly going to come across your clients as well. So just decide that you're going to do everything you can so that, yeah, I mean, I don't know, the whole world shuts down or something. None of us can control that, but you can tell yourself you did everything possible. I have not made a decision on if we're going to go back to being just 100%, you know, regular. I like the office. I set up a little kind of, we built out a not an entertainment space on our new office space, but just more of a, like 5 PM. We can have some drinks there. We can have some meetings. It's kind of decorated. I'm going to do some videos and filming there. You know, it's nice to have the office family and we've always been big on having, you know, birthday cakes for our cakes for anniversaries of when people start working the firm, for birthdays, for big victories in courts, and you miss those things. And we have our core values wall and we really like our office, but, I think that we cannot escape the fact that the world was afraid to work remotely. And now that they were forced to overnight and suddenly things aren't that much different, that we're in a new economy and it'll never go back to being the way it was before 100%. What I've been calling it is the new remote economy. It's here. I think this pandemic pushed it up by like 10 years and that more and more young people are going to say, I did school from home. You know, I telecommuted and I worked from home. So, and you already are starting to see younger attorneys request working from home. And I didn't say why some of our attorneys work from home, but that's why we've got, you know, mom attorneys, dad attorneys. And just sometimes when you stay at home and you don't have a commute and then you have to go to lunch, you can get 10 solid hours of work done that day instead of going to the office and constantly being backed up. So we've been a proponent of mixing in some virtual sort of work balance, if that makes sense. We're definitely going to increase those efforts, but I don't know to what extent yet.
Yeah, I mean, work-life balance is really important for people. So this has definitely brought about an idea that that can happen in growing firms, in growing law firms.
Yep.
Do you have any final thoughts today?
Well, I mean, it's also a perk. So if you're, if someone's deciding to work for you or another firm and the other firm is drive an hour downtown and, you know, if you want that life, fine. But if you don't, and you're going to let people work from home once a week, now they're thinking, I only got to get dressed up 4 days a week. Where do I sign? I
mean, right, exactly.
It's a simple thing, and they'll make you more money and they'll make more money because they'll be more productive that one
day. It's almost a no-brainer.
Right?
Right. So any final thoughts today on working remotely and making it through this pandemic?
It's really not that bad, and it's an economy that was going to be a more reality, I think, 10 years from now, and now it's here. Just embrace it and roll with it. It can be fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Brett. We really appreciate it. This is Julie McKenzie, Management Advisor for How to Manage a Small Law Firm. Please join us next time on How to Grow Your Law Firm Without Losing Your Mind. And until then, stay safe and stay healthy.
You are listening to
How to Grow Your Law Firm
from Home
Without Losing Your Mind.
Brought to you by
How to Manage
a Small Law Firm.
Growing law firms is our business.